Sing, my tongue, the glorious battle. Sing the ending of the fray. Now above the cross, the trophy. Sound the loud, triumphant lay. Tell how Christ, the world's Redeemer, as a victim, won the day. You may be seated. Today we gather to remember that most monumentous event in all of human history, the crucifixion of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It was on this day that our loving God, in His infinite wisdom and mercy, chose to reveal His glory through the ultimate sacrifice. As we ponder the depth of Christ's suffering and the weight of the cross, let us not forget that Good Friday is not only a day of sorrow, but a day of glory, a day of victory, a day of highest praise. Our meditation on this most sacred of nights comes from the Holy Gospel of St. John, chapter 19, verses 28 and 30. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the Scripture might be fulfilled, said, "I thirst." Now a vessel full of sour wine was sitting there, and they filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on hyssop, and put it to his mouth. So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said that one word, "Tetelestai," "it is finished." And bowing his head, he gave up the spirit. In these verses, we witness the final moments of Jesus' life as he hung on the cross, carrying the burden of our sins. But what might seem like the darkest hour in human history is, in reality, the most triumphant and glorious moment of all. For it is through this sacrificial act that God achieves his victory for us. First, let us consider the glory of God displayed on the cross. When Jesus said, "It is finished," he declared the completion of God's redemptive plan. From the beginning of time, God had been preparing the way for this very moment when the ultimate sacrifice would be made to atone for the sins of mankind. The cross stands as a testament to the depth of God's love for us, as he gave his one and only Son to suffer and die for our sakes. Jesus was sent for this very purpose, sent to be an obedient Son in our stead, to accomplish his Father's law and will in our place. In so doing, Jesus took upon himself all of our ailments of body and soul, all our sorrows, all our griefs, all our debts, and our transgressions, all our sins against God and against one another. And Jesus paid the price for them all. And the price was death. Jesus gave himself up as the guilt offering for our iniquities and poured out his soul to death, as is written in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, "God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." The Father was pleased with his Son's sacrifice, which intercedes for us and makes the many to be accounted righteous. The effect of God's pleasure we shall see and hear in a few days. Through his selfless sacrifice, Jesus reconciled God and mankind. He reestablished a right relationship between the creature and the Creator, who for a brief time had indeed called us good. That good has been restored to us. Now, when God gazes upon mankind, he sees his Son, who atoned for all our evils of body and soul. He sees the marks of mankind's redemption permanently written into the hands and feet and side of Christ's holy flesh. He sees those who believe in this crucified Lord, whom Jesus has brought without fear into the presence of our loving and gracious God. He sees his work, and his work is finished. The day is done. God sees, and God declares, "This is good, Good Friday." Next, we shall ponder the victory that was achieved through our Savior's death on the cross. By bearing the weight of our sins and enduring the wrath of God on our behalf, Jesus conquered the powers of darkness and triumphed over all our enemies, as it is written in Colossians chapter 2. And having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. Jesus triumphed over the devil who seeks to devour us. He crucified the flesh which seeks to control us. And he overcame all earthly powers which constantly tempt us into idolatry and blasphemy of God. Satan's reign of terror has been brought to an end when the Sonless God took upon himself our sins and died in our place. Through this act of love and obedience, Jesus broke the chains of sin and death that held humanity captive for so long. Through faith in Jesus and his work on the cross, we are set free from the bondage of sin and are given the gift of eternal life. This victory is ours to claim. It's ours to celebrate. For through the cross, we are more than conquerors in Christ. Having thus considered God's glory and his victory achieved on Good Friday, let us at last consider how the cross stands as the highest expression of worship and praise. When Jesus offered himself as the perfect, unblemished Lamb of God, not a bone was broken. He demonstrated the ultimate act of obedience and submission to the Father's will. As it is written in Philippians chapter 2, "And being found in the appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient even unto death, even death on a cross." In this act of self-surrender, Jesus fulfilled and showed us what true worship looks like. It is a laying down of one's life, a complete offering of oneself to the service and glory of God. This worship Jesus has fulfilled. Therefore, as followers of Christ, reborn in his image, we too now worship God in spirit and truth, offering our lives as living sacrifices in response to the love and grace we have received from the Lord. Paul in Romans chapter 12 encourages us, saying, "Therefore I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, well-pleasing, and acceptable to God. This is your true and proper worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, and thereby prove what the will of God is. His will is good. It is well-pleasing and acceptable. His will is the culmination of all things." Beloved, as we remember the events of Good Friday, let us not only grieve the sufferings of our Savior, but also rejoice in the glory and the victory and the praise that his sacrifice accomplished for us. The very same glory and victory and praise which he has made us all partakers, and even more so on the day to come. The cross of our Lord is a constant reminder that in our darkest moments, God's love and power are at work. Through Jesus' death, bringing forth hope and redemption and eternal salvation. It is a reminder that through Jesus' death, we have new life. And the guarantee of that future with our loving Father and His whole household, without sin, without death, without the tempter, forevermore. My brothers and sisters in Christ, on this solemn yet glorious day, let us remember that this is the day of highest glory and victory and praise. As the Apostle Paul said rightly, the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are saved, it is the power of God. So amongst our tears this night, let us hold fast to the truth and give thanks to God for the glory He has revealed in the sacrifice of His Son, for the victory He has achieved over Satan for our sakes, and for satisfying and showing us the highest expression of worship and praise that one has ever given on this side of glory. Encourage one another in the truth of this night, and soon you will find more than solemn gloom in your own sufferings and crosses. Yea, you will find that glory, that victory, and that praise of God that shall endure forevermore. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, who willingly bore the weight of our sins on the cross. Standing in awe of your love and grace, which you manifest in the sacrificial death of our Savior, we ask you to keep our eyes and our hearts open so that we may never lose sight of the glory, victory, and praise that are embodied in such beams of wood. Bless us with your Holy Spirit, that we may have strength to participate in Christ's sufferings and death, so that we may bear all our crosses, sicknesses, and trials with patience and trust, until you grant us deliverance, peace, and health, as you have promised to do. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.